Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. So glad to have our mini little studio audience and, of course, all of you. We have our Blog Talk listeners, also those who are joining us on Facebook Live, where we are streaming right now from the Psychic Love Doctor show page. Very happy to have you. I know it's a scorcher for many of you who are out there across the country, at least. We actually had a very decent day here in Virginia Beach. It was close to, what did you say it's like, San Diego?
Very similar to San Diego, very pleasant, warm. You can wear shorts. You're not going to, the humidity is really low. Very much reminded me of the weather out there. I mean, and that weather's like the way it always is. You can count on it out there typically. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's why people like it. Anyway.
Well, at the start of the show, we like to remind everyone that, first of all, I'm using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. So not to be confused that it's tarot or oracle cards, angel cards, any of the other many. And they're beautiful methods. I just haven't studied any of them because mainly as I was working on building the fundamentals that my grandmother taught me when she sat me down and said, I'm going to teach you how to do this. That was in 1982, and I lost her about a year after that. And I spent all the other years up till 2008 actually advancing personal prophecy, taking her fundamentals and building on them. So just so you all know, no tarot readings tonight, but you will get some fascinating playing card readings using the personal prophecy method. And now to you, Jimbo Baggins.
All right, as I squash a troll.
Yeah.
I'm reporting them now. Screw this. I used to be just ban them and delete them and let them, but you know, it's time to start reporting these jackwads. First thing, I want to go right to the point on something. There's a big misconception in here internationally. Folks are saying, we can't contact you because we're international. We've got this, you're on Facebook. You're already contacting us. You already have the internet. All you got to do is messenger us. Messenger is Facebook. Facebook Messenger. It's a little thing up there on your screen.
Here's the portal that
That's what we use. So you can use your phone, desktop, laptop, whatever. So that international thing, all you need is the internet, and obviously you have internet because you're typing to us in here. So you can do that. You just have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and then you can message us. We're not saying you have to, but that's not a reason why you can't. You can do so, and we have plenty of international folks that messenger us all the time. Allison's one of our big ones. She's messaged us quite a bit from the land of the UK.
Others have what used to be called Magic Jack. Maybe it still is. But it's about a $20 device that you buy, and you're able to call all over the world.
Sure.
For zero.
Or you can spend no money at all and use your messenger that you already have because you're on Facebook. You have messenger if you have Facebook. But I just want to throw it out there, okay, because I feel bad for some of you. Maybe they just think they can't. I don't know. But you can because that's one of the reasons we have this here.
Also,
90% of our callers.
It isn't our stipulation that you have to be my friend. It's Facebook's.
Yeah, they're weird.
Excuse me. Yeah, they won't let you call me unless you're somebody that I've approved of as a friend.
I think we have we like to give our international shout-outs. We have quite a few of them in here. We've given most stuff. I think Jamie, I don't think we've given her one.
Jamie.
I think I shouldn't say her. Jamie could be anybody. I just guess. Jamie from the UK.
Jamie. Woo-hoo. Glad to have you all with us.
All right.
It's late for you folks, which is really why we do give you a shout out.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. We know that.
Took the excuse me, to acknowledge that you're coming to us from a distant
some
place.
Whatever crazy time zone you're in.
Oh, we have people from Africa that call us.
That's a little, quite a few.
I'm just thinking, where else? Well, New Zealand, Australia.
Australia, yeah. I guess I got to have his measure and an internet.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're typing to us on Facebook Live tells me you got that internet box checked. And you're on Facebook, so guess what you have available? Messenger. Check.
We needed a nuclear engineer.
Check,
sure,
check, check, check.
To be able to decipher all of that.
Ashley, just roll in.
Hey, Ashley, good to have you too.
All right, let's just talk about everything. Phone number, that's the number one way we're doing stuff here, but it's not the only way, but it's the number one way. That's 515-602-9676. Call in, you get on hold. It tells you you're on hold, you will be on hold, and you'll hear the show. Everything's cool. We watch you. We see you on a list physically. My balls see you. You're not going to get forgotten. You get dropped, you call back because cell phones drop. That's what the world is today. Next time will be the messenger, folks. We talked a lot about that already. When we turn to you, you can't just messenger us and get on hold. So don't messenger us unless we actually say it. Otherwise, we have to stop you because we don't have a hold system. I mean, it's free. It's cool, but it doesn't have all the bells and whistles and buzzers and all that happy stuff.
If you don't have one of these, then we're not affiliates or anything. These Facebook portals are cool.
Hey,
you
Deborah.
Can also get on the internet. You have tons of apps. Yeah, Deborah.
Stranger.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
So these used to be super expensive, but this is the second generation. I think it was maybe $100, maybe less. But there are many applications.
Yeah, and we don't get a kickback for people buying these. We're just, if you do a lot of FaceTime on Messenger with loved ones or relatives or something like that, it's got a better camera, better audio that you would want to use that.
Oh, yeah, and it's got that fish lens.
Yeah, it's got a panoramic type wide-angle lens that it'll try to lock on you if you're the only target, too, if you move around a little bit to keep you centered.
It'll go with you.
It'll try to keep you centered as much as it can.
So we offer that as an option.
Cool. If you don't use it a lot, then you won't need to buy that. You just use your phone or your computer like you normally do. Then I'm at it to us. You can call in on audio or video. It's your call, so to speak, your call, your choice, however you want to messenger us. But like I say, don't do it until we ask. And the folks that can't do either, we do when there's openings. We'll turn to the Facebook Live folks.
And let you all get a chance.
But we're not going to take your readings ahead of time.
Boy, I'll tell you, Jim, your seasonal allergies, I think, are catching.
You know why? Because I got... read the Riot Act before the show came about all this. So I guess she's getting karma.
I guess so.
Yep. Like I have control over it. Well, you should. I was like, if I had control over my allergies, I might have squashed that back when I was 16, Deb.
Try to stifle those sniffles.
Okay, well, you know what? We battled, and it's time to...
get these cards warmed up.
Get the show on the road. I got a lot of windows open, so we're multitasking and doing crazy stuff, crazy kooky stuff. We're going to first caller, area code 919, neighbor to the south, North Carolina, 919.
919, welcome to the show, and your first name.
Hello, it's Mermaid Patsy. How are you?
Well, we are very happy to hear from you, and we're doing okay. Doing okay. Beautiful
Good.
Day. How are you?
Great. I'm doing all right. Me and my brother might come there Monday for some classes at Edgar Cayce just for the day.
Really?
That would be great if you could meet us there.
I will talk to you after the show. We'll work on that. What kind of class are you taking?
It's something about healing and stuff. My brother's going through a divorce, and he said he just thinks he really needs it. And we grew up there, so he just thinks it would be good to get away. And I don't know if you saw my Facebook, but my uncle has land that natives lived on, and he let me get, like, a bunch of Native American tools that are, like, thousands of years old and arrowheads. So if I see you, I will gift you one.
Oh,
I'm wearing one now, and I can just
really.
I can feel the energy from it.
Oh,
and I love it. It's great energy.
That'd be cool. People used to find them in Minnesota all the time, but I never did.
No, I never did
it's
either.
It's like almost every other person I just said, I found them before. You know, just walking around.
I can't find a four-leaf clover.
Dirt road. I had a kid, he'd spend like 10 minutes and he'd find one.
Crazy.
It's like, what
well, there were thousands of them on my uncle's land because they lived on his land. He's got the mound. Possibly Indian burial grounds, the tools, not just arrowheads, a little bit of everything. And we do have native in our blood. My grandma was Blackfoot.
Oh, so, really?
If there's any kind of burial ground there, I wouldn't be disturbing that.
Jim has.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's not only just out of respect, just out of consequences, possibly.
Right, right, exactly. But he has his land registered in North Carolina, as that natives did live there. So
wow.
I'm going to donate some of it to a museum, native museum around here.
And that way everybody gets to enjoy that, yes.
Well, Patsy, what kind question would you have?
Yeah, what's your question?
I'm just wondering if you see any big changes coming for me. I need a change, a cool change, like that song.
Oh, I love that song.
Was that Little River Band?
Yes.
Yes.
The whale,
yes.
And the albatross, they are your brothers. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, let's start. Let's,
yes.
Just get, let's just sing the whole damn song. It is a cool tune, though. Classic.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. So the weather in North Carolina's got to be a little beastly, right?
Maybe not.
Yeah, and our air conditioner went out, so that didn't help.
Oh, Murphy's Law kicking you in the shorts.
Well, I have to sell my soul to somebody.
Well, that's when it goes out.
Yeah.
That's when it's the worst case scenario. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that before. I even had in an apartment with them, and I, Missy, I even put her, like, I think I put her in a kennel for the day. It was so beastly, it would have died in there until they fixed it. When I was at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't they sometimes send everybody home?
No, I mean, it was my apartment.
Oh, I see.
Had lost it during the, like, the death. And they were coming to fix it, and I put the dog in the kennel because it would have been, like, 120 degrees in that apartment. But anyway, here we go.
Yeah, that's way too hot.
You absolutely do have changes coming. And your mother is front and center here, Patsy. And that lady is so determined. I mean, her spirit is not going a moment sooner than she's ready to let it go. Okay?
Right. She's a strong lady.
Oh, gosh, yes. And there's a lot of sense of frustration around her. Like, I hear the birds, too. Are you by a bunch of seagulls? Oh, those are just
geese. Birds and geese.
Okay. Well, your mother... her mind is saying, hey, if I'm going to be here, why the hell can't I have better health? Why can't my health be good so I can live a good life?
Yeah, I bet a lot of people feel that.
I think so, but it's very prominent for her.
It is sad.
Right.
And you, this thing on Monday could be a very good thing for both you and your brother in terms of connecting with new friends. There are definitely new connections for you to make socially and in terms of acknowledging your own gifts. You might come to realize from this class that you attend there that you've got your own set of skills that are starting to come forward for you. So I think that's very good. You've got a man in your background who is really grieving over you. Have you had a breakup? Of sorts.
A long time ago.
Okay, well, maybe he's thinking about it again. Is that why you're seeing it, Deb?
Yeah, he's really sorry that things went south.
He's reminiscing?
Yeah, and wishes that you could make a move of some kind to bring him back into your life.
To make the path come crossing again.
I'm not sure that would be a good thing for you. I find a lot.
I'm not sure which one it may be.
Well, I wish there was more. It was somebody that you seriously considered marrying.
There was a few of them, Deborah.
That is true. Yeah, nobody here at the table, including the caller, are 20 years old.
That's
so
right.
Yep,
well,
there you go.
I guess these men, you guys, are just going to have to all line up, and we'll figure out which one of you it is.
Yeah. Well. So. But it's that person thinking it, right?
Yeah, and you know something?
Right.
There's money coming to you through property, and there's a man here. And I'm wondering if that could be your uncle that you're going to receive. Well, the property could be what you're getting as far as, because it's also coming through as in land.
Okay.
You know, as in, yeah. And he's facing forward, like, ready to go to see his ancestors,
mm-hmm. ready to move into the halls of his father.
I think so. I think so. But I just thought I'd mention that to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some people are ready to go. They're at peace with it.
You know, what you're doing on Monday is going to open a big door for you. I feel that there's a lot of change going to come to you. I don't think it's going to start, though, till the first of the year. But you're on that sort of incline towards the new year being excellent for you. And
great.
Whole new way of life. You know, not that we want to, you know, start thinking about your mom, you know, having one foot on a banana peel and the other one, you know, half
sure.
in the grave. No,
yeah.
We're not thinking of that. But you're heading toward transformation in your life. Whoa, those birds. You know, they're considered messengers from God. And I'm wondering what the heck kind of message they have for you.
Yeah.
Well,
wow. sometimes I get super active in the mornings and in the evenings. Totally crazy.
It's true. I just want to leave you with one thought that your cards are showing that you are gaining more strength steadily. Little by little, you are really moving forward is what I keep getting. Moving forward. You've had rough times, boy, there's no doubt about that. But I feel very strongly that there's going to be an opportunity for you to possibly, say, like work remotely, not on your feet, but having them propped up, as you might say, doing things in a manner of helping others. All right?
That would be great. That's what I want to do.
And I think you're going to be terrific at it. It's the message, the motto I'm getting from your cards is all in due time. So it's coming. And there's that hateful P word. We hate that word, the P word. Patience.
Just a little patience.
Hate that.
Right. I don't have that. I don't have that at all.
The average person.
Do you see me and my brother living together?
You know, actually, I think that could be very good for both of you.
Mutually beneficial.
Yeah, I really do.
I don't know. We're both bossy.
His living situation has changed.
Yeah, I know what she's saying about that. They might bump heads a lot, but if you guys are kind of busy a lot of times and you don't have an opportunity to bump heads a lot, that'll help.
And respect each other's boundaries.
Yeah. I know what she's saying. When you're both exactly the same type of personality, that can be chaos.
Especially like siblings, sure.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You both are like, I ain't backing down.
But if he's, say, not a guy that likes to do the dishes, maybe you can find a trade-off. Maybe he's the guy that likes to, I don't know, do the laundry, do the other household chores. You know, there's if you guys work it out, think of yourselves as two countries.
Yeah.
And you're going to...
Yeah, I was just wondering if you saw that since his situation has changed.
Yes.
He has a townhouse, but he may have to give it up if the rent goes up too much.
I see. Well, no, I think the two of you fit very nicely together. Very nicely together.
And like I said, it has to be mutually beneficial for it to work.
I agree.
Right.
Right. Right.
I want you to know that with your mom is steadily in a downward spiral, as you know.
I know.
But
you're
going to land on your feet. And it's really going to open your life back up. You have sacrificed a lot of yourself, Patsy, for your mother. And I know how they get at later in life. They can become very ungrateful.
Yeah, you know, that's their brains are kind of just overloaded and done and probably pissed off at the world.
So we have a lot of people that call into the show in your situation.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You watch.
Yeah.
I
know she's mean most of the time, but I also know it comes from her, how she was when she was small.
Upbringing.
So
yep.
I have compassion, I'm an empath, and I just try to not process, you know, internalize it hard, but I really do my best.
Well, that's a smart thing to do when you know that, because a lot of people are the product of their parents.
And you know, I was Daryl's caregiver for quite some time, and I often look back and don't feel like I did the best job that I could. But when you're thrown into that,
that's hindsight too.
Yeah,
everybody can have 20/20 vision on hindsight. Oh, I could have done all these things differently.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Who the hell can make that decision on the spot?
You can't. Yeah. So you're going to be blessed. I've set up since day one that I met you, Kathy. You are going to be blessed for the sacrifices.
Thank you.
That you have made.
Karma.
And new love coming.
Love is in the air.
Yes.
Good. I need that.
Yes, it'll be like a shot of, well, every good thing.
You know that song? I'm looking for a new love.
Good.
A new love, baby.
Yes. A new love.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay, well, call me to see if you can meet me on Monday. Okay?
I will, Patsy. Absolutely. Thank you. I'd love to.
Okay. Awesome. I love you so much, both of y'all.
Love you, too. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you
Thank
soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Anyway.
Some
food for thought for everybody. At the time you're in something, it feels like it's never going to change, but it does. I'm living proof of that.
And everybody wants to go back and judge themselves and beat themselves up for decisions they made. You had to make a spot decision. You know, you thought if you honestly did what you thought was the best and it wasn't, you still can't second guess yourself. You can beat yourself up all you want 10 years later and said, I wish I'd have done this differently and cared for this person differently. But at that moment, you had to make a decision right there.
He's so right.
Unless you've done it, unless you're like one of those professional caregiver people that kind of know. The person doesn't know. It's never done it before. So don't kill yourself. Don't beat yourself up. You did what you did. If you did what you thought was the best, then you just got to accept it. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. That is all. All right. Let's see, the phone lines are open. Ooh, this is where it gets interesting. Because now we'll take the first messenger.
Where did everyone go?
Call. They always go in and out. Jill's here still. I think she said she was going to sit back and watch us over. But if you can't messenger us for whatever reason, you will take the first typed question. Type your question, call us, messenger us. We're standing by. We are at your disposal. And if I have to, I can scroll back and we can look at one of the other, I think it was Harmony, right? She was
Harmony,
in the UK, right? Yep.
Harmony Lee.
If we need to.
Was in NZ.
Oh, you're right. There you go. My brain is scrambled eggs. Remember that stupid thing? This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Well, this is just my brain at my age. Didn't take drugs to do that. But those eggs look really good that they cook. They do that commercial, don't they? If you're hungry, you're like, oh, man, they're sizzling. They're popping. I think they're even like sunny side up, which
I
like
them.
I
love eggs, yeah.
Sunny side up.
Talk about it now. You're going to make me hungry.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk too much about it.